what a day it has been, and we begin this afternoon with an event that doesn't happen in these parts too often. In fact, the most recent earthquake in these parts was in May of last year, a 2.2, and of course there was a 3.6 felt in the town of Adams Center last April, and now this. The USGA confirming it was a 4.8 magnitude quake, which struck at about 10:23 this morning. Our newsroom felt it, with folks up on our desk wondering out loud, why is the entire desk shaking? And the overhead lighting was starting to rock a bit as well. The epicenter of this quake centered around Lebanon, New Jersey, about 50 miles outside New York, which made it even more remarkable that we would feel it here in the heart of the city. Mayor Adams spoke at a news conference a while ago saying, we're okay.
New Yorkers should go about their normal day. First responders are working to make sure the city's safe. And one thing we do so well in our city is bring together all of the agencies that are involved.
Well, we weren't feeling that safety when this thing was taking place. The emergency alert system went off a couple of times, telling people to remain inside and not to panic. A second one went off, warning about the potential for aftershocks. So far, we've not seen or felt any of that, and there has been no report of damages or infrastructure issues. But, of course, they're inspecting some of the key buildings in the area just to make sure. In the background, some New York City officials took to social media to express concerns about what they called a delayed emergency response. Councilman Sean Abreu, who represents Upper Manhattan, wrote on X that he didn't know if he was startled more by the earthquake or the nearly 40-minute emergency alert that went off. Nonetheless, down at the UN, the shaking interrupted the chief executive of Save the Children as she briefed an emergency security council session on the threat of famine in Gaza. Jonty Saripto wondered out loud, was that an earthquake? And then asked if it was okay to go ahead. Well, she did, but soon diplomats' phones started going off with the alerts. The buildings department also issued a warning reminding property owners, contractors, and crane operators to inspect their sites following the earthquake. The obvious concern is that although we didn't get any obvious damage, there could be an unknown breach lurking in the wings which could show up later and cause safety problems. Governor Hochul also held court today to put everybody at ease over this rare, albeit nerve-rattling experience.
Right now, it's most important that we have our structural teams out there, our engineering teams, surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable, to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
The governor says this is one of the largest earthquakes we have had on the East Coast to occur in the last century. We also heard that a 2.0 aftershock, likely too weak to be felt, happened about 11:20 near Bedminster, New Jersey. I guess that's what prompted that second emergency alert, which went off on everybody's phone. For transit interests in New Jersey, the transit system posted on X that the system would be delayed due to bridge inspections. In Midtown Manhattan, meantime, people were honking their horns after streets were temporarily halted. Also, the airports reacted to the rumbling. The FAA did a ground stop at JFK and Newark Liberty, but only for a few minutes to figure things out. I had a nephew who had just landed at LGA and just turned on his phone after the landing. You know the way they let you turn on your phones as soon as they hit the ground. All the phones in the passenger cabins went off with the earthquake alert. He says everybody looked at each other and wondered, why are we landing? Let's go back up. But he says there was no panic. Everybody exited the plane without incident and headed inside the terminal. But then the phone calls and the reaction from folks in the neighborhood. There's the lady in Astoria who says she was grooming her pet when a 9-foot-tall mirror started banging against the wall of her home. She didn't know what was going on. In Manhattan, an attorney at a downtown law firm says his building started shaking. He thought the ceiling was about to go in. And then we started getting calls from Brooklyn, where newsman Glenn Shuck happened to be.
So where were you when the earthquake hit? Matt Lugo was just about to leave his house in Astoria, headed for the Yankee game.
I felt like a big, big shaking, like my whole house was shaking. And this time I felt like a lot of things were moving and some things fell on my house. And, you know, Yankee opener, I'm trying to go to the game today. And I'm a little bit shocked because I wasn't expecting it. And all my neighbors came outside their houses and their apartments and was just talking about like what just happened. Everyone's kind of like in a little bit of shock, you know.
Matt, among the millions that experienced what transpired today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The big concern, of course, during events like this involves the integrity of buildings. New York Buildings Commissioner Jimmy Otto says, so far, we're good, but they are checking.
We at the Department of Buildings are concerned about some of the downstream possibilities, cracks that you might see that may materialize and manifest in a week or a month, or scaffolding, retaining walls. If you see something that is problematic, please call 311. This weekend, we will have an increase in our emergency response team.
Also, New York City schools reported no immediate damage or compromised buildings. NYC Schools Chancellor David Banks had a news conference today to let everybody know the kids are safe.
We've received no reports of any injury to staff or students. And that's the most important thing, and safety is our top priority in ensuring that everyone is safe in our schools.
Yeah, a school spokesperson says actually the safest place for our kids during times like these is inside the school, and today they're operating as normal. Also getting a lot of calls from Connecticut, where a spokesman for Governor Ned Lamont was unaware of any reports of damage in the state, but the nerves from some residents are wrecked. Mac Rosenberg visited a neighborhood.
It was 20 or 30 seconds of vibrations in my apartment in Stamford, and before you knew it, it was over.
Yeah, I felt it. My dog slept right through it. He was sitting next to me. I thought he was scratching and the bed was shaking. And then I realized, no.
Heather is wondering about her building code for earthquakes. While she didn't have time to react, Brian Cantori did.
I was in the middle of a work call and I ran out of my office and grabbed the dog.
Priorities during an earthquake.
I really thought it was somebody's washing machine. I felt the whole trembling.
Apparently, Kiki Knight has a washing machine with an earthquake setting spin cycle. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Stamford.
It has been quite a day. A lot of excitement, nobody panicking, but wondering if this is something we need to start getting used to. And unsurprisingly, we've heard from folks out in California who go ho-hum over a 4.8 quake. But again, around here it's something of a big deal and significant. Meantime, we went up to the Bronx, where the only earthquake Yankee fans were watching for involved home plate this afternoon for their home opener. And our biggest Yankee fan, Juliet Papa, was at the ballpark, where folks got a different look at, they were lining up when the shaking began.
Fans in the Bronx weren't just experiencing opening day euphoria. They were feeling the earth move. Allie and Grace were on Metro North.
It was kind of weird. We just felt like it was shaking, and we thought it was just the train, like, you know, breaking or doing something. She didn't even notice anything.
A bit uneasy, but they got here.
Yeah, I'm thankful it wasn't more, because I'd hate to be on a train if there was actually a big earthquake.
Fans say they felt the stadium shake during a big World Series or playoff game when people are on their feet, stomping, banging their seats, but never for an earthquake. At Yankee Stadium, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Nothing like a Yankees fan. So, folks, this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep monitoring things on our end. Our team is out on the street here in the building. We're keeping our lines open to the emergency management folks, the USGA, City Hall, and the governor's office. Hopefully, we won't be getting any aftershocks. And right now, there are no reports of any damages or injuries, just rattled nerves more than anything.